From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House says that President Trump was briefed on the latest North Korean missile test, which landed in the Sea of Japan early today. Meantime, the South Korean Foreign Ministry has condemned that missile launch. South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesperson Cho Jun-hyuk said if North Korea continues to carry out these provocations, they will face strong punitive measures imposed by the UN Security Council and others. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says a North Korean missile flew for several minutes and reached a maximum height of 71 kilometers before it apparently failed. North Korea's missile and nuclear programs were the topic of discussion at the UN Security Council. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson chaired that meeting.
The threat of a North Korean nuclear attack on Seoul or Tokyo is real, and it is likely only a matter of time before North Korea develops the capability to strike the U.S. mainland.
Tillerson said Washington will not rule out a military response to future North Korean aggression and said that it would seek to increase the nation's financial and international isolation. Tillerson singled out China, urging it to exert its powerful economic leverage over North Korea. The mirror of the Islamic State in Afghanistan likely dead, targeted in a U.S.-Afghan raid on a cave and tunnel complex that left two U.S. Special Operations soldiers dead. Officials said another 35 IS fighters also killed, and the dead U.S. soldiers might have been the victims of friendly fire. Statement from the U.S. Forces Afghanistan praised the performance of the forces. This is VOA News. Pope Francis making a historic visit to Egypt. He's holding a series of meetings in Cairo with Egypt's religious and political leaders. He is also planning to participate in an international peace conference. On television, Pope Francis delivers a speech warning of the dangers of rigid, narrow-minded belief structures. France's far-right National Front, that's the party of presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, has replaced its leader for the second time in 3 days, and it's seen as a blow to Le Pen's campaign, who faces a runoff with centrist rival Emmanuel Macron on May the 7th. Macron is expected to win that runoff. Venezuela's ambassador to the Organization for American States, Samuel Moncada, has defended Venezuela's decision to leave the OAS.
The OAS, which was founded to be a center of cooperation, integration, and working together for the mutual benefit of all members, has degenerated into an instrument of oppression and humiliation of its own members.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government announced the decision to withdraw from the OAS after a brief but contentious OAS session in Washington, in which representatives voted to convene a special meeting of the region's foreign ministers to evaluate Venezuela's crisis. Anti-government marches have turned violent there, leaving at least 29 dead, more than 400 injured and wounded. President Trump has defended the right to own guns in the United States while appearing before the 10,000 delegates gathered at the National Rifle Association meeting.
No longer will federal agencies be coming after law-abiding gun owners. No longer will the government be trying to undermine your rights and your freedoms as Americans.
Gun rights issue has become highly politicized in the U.S., particularly after a string of gun-related massacres around the country, including assaults on schools. People's Climate March will take place around the world today here in Washington. Many will gather in the city center, march to the White House. They condemn President Trump's support for fossil fuels and his disdain for the dangers of climate change. Demonstration comes a week after the March for Science drew crowds of researchers and science enthusiasts at more than 600 locations worldwide. Get more news on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.